Harry was relieved to hear the lunch bell. His brain felt like a wrung sponge. Everyone filed out of the classroom except him and Ron, who was whacking his wand furiously on the desk. Stupid, useless thing! Write home for another one, Harry suggested, as the wand let off a volley of bangs like a firecracker. Oh, yeah, and get another howler back, said Ron, stuffing the now hissing wand into his bag. It's your own fault your wand got snapped. They went down to lunch, where Ron's mood was not improved by Hermione's showing them the handful of perfect coat buttons she had produced in Transfiguration. What have we got this afternoon? Said Harry, hastily changing the subject. Defense against the dark arts, said Hermione at once. Why, demanded Ron, seizing her schedule, have you outlined all Lockhart's lessons in Little Hearts? Hermione snatched the schedule back, blushing furiously. They finished lunch and went outside into the overcast courtyard. Hermione sat down on a stone step and buried her nose in Voyages with Vampires again. Harry and Ron stood talking about Quidditch for several minutes before Harry became aware that he was being closely watched. Looking up, he saw the very small, mousy-haired boy he'd seen trying on the sorting hat last night, staring at Harry as though transfixed. He was clutching what looked like an ordinary Muggle camera, and the moment Harry looked at him, he went bright red. All right, Harry. I'm Colin Creevy, he said breathlessly, taking a tentative step forward. I'm in Gryffindor too. Do you think, would it be all right if... Can I have a picture? He said, raising the camera hopefully. A picture? Harry repeated blankly. So I can prove I've met you, said Colin Creevy eagerly, edging further forward. I know all about you. Everyone's told me about how you survived when you-know-who tried to kill you, and how he disappeared and everything, and how you've still got a lightning scar on your forehead. His eyes raked Harry's hairline. And a boy in my dormitory said, if I develop the film in the right potion, the pictures will move. Colin drew a great shuddering breath of excitement and said, it's amazing here, isn't it? I never knew all the odd stuff I could do was magic till I got the letter from Hogwarts. My dad's a milkman. He couldn't believe it either. So I'm taking loads of pictures to send home to him. And it'd be really good if I had one of you. He looked imploringly at Harry. Maybe your friend could take it and I could stand next to you. And then, could you sign it?